Those with ALS, say a lab operated by Dr. Benjamin Brooks, is their last best hope in combating an illness that usually kills within 5 years. John Sadner has ALS. He spoke at a Madison rally demanding the lab reopen.
Why would the university restrict the research rights of a world-renowned researcher? I'm confused and I'm angry. How about you?
Those at the rally say Wisconsin has lost a major research and treatment facility for muscle disease. UW hospital administrators like Dr. Carl Ghetto say work on finding a cure continues. Patients say those efforts are inadequate. However, officials say the research is comparable. They deny they're trying to shut down Brooks' lab for good.
The truth of the matter is nothing has changed. Dr. Brooks is capable of doing the same research he did before. He can reopen his lab if he meets the criteria that have been put forth. He will need to figure out how to fund it.
Administrators say the lab was running out of money, but Dr. Brooks wasn't allowed to seek more. Certain grants were off limits. Dr. Ghetto says that was done because Brooks' lab was overwhelmed with patients.
He was running extremely long wait times. You would wait several hours.
The lab closed in December. Dr. Ghetto says the facility broke rules designed to protect medical records and patient safety. No one was injured because of the alleged violations, and patient advocates contend UW Medical School officials were retaliating against Brooks. Supporters also say administrators have ties to private companies that were competing with Brooks' lab for research money. Those supporting ALS research want the chancellor or UW Regents to intervene and are hoping a federal court decision against Dr. Brooks will be overturned. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.